Today we bring you a story of hope and healing. At Juba Teaching Hospital, a special medical cam is underway offering free fistula repair services to women living with this condition. Many women suffer in silence due to stigma and lack of access to treatment. But now, there is an opportunity to restore dignity and also transform their lives. So joining us this morning is Mr. Akech Deng, the Fistula Coordinator at Juba Teaching Hospital. Good morning, Akech, and welcome to Miraya Breakfast Show.
Yeah, thank you.
And also joining us online is Madong Manuela, the project manager from AMREF South Sudan. Good morning, Madong, and welcome to Radio Miraya.
Good morning, listeners, and I'm happy to be here.
Yes, the two guests we have here, they're going to share more about the CAM, how families and communities can get involved, and most importantly, how women in need can access this free treatment. For listeners who may not know, could you, Mr. Akech, explain to us what is fistula and how does it affect women's lives?
Yeah, thank you, the viewers of Radio Miraya, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to highlight about the topic of today, where we are talking about obstetric fistula.
Mm.
So simple language, obstetric fistula is abnormal connection between rectum, vagina, which lead to obstructed labor and prolonged labor, and let the woman have uncontrollable feces or urine leakage through the vagina. Basically, it can happen during the prolonged labor and obstructed labor. So, simply, natural bully de ubasal bar walada. Walada matakir, waja bada, usilu yomen, wala arba shirinsa, umasachwa bayit, umafi diktora albushubu jana de guard quiz, arrasa jana de bakis malta hop, ubamul tasir, malta bull. Ubamul tasir baden, bull de benaga samala, usamtain lo jana de ja brao umafitor usado yan malta tede takarade ubasalo shinu babalo malta karade abkarabo malta karo malta walada bekul wai so haja de asal bad walada. So simply, it is happening during the delivery when the head is compressing, and it can cause damaging of tissue, and when the tissue are caused, it can cause ischemia, and when it causes ischemia, it can cause necrosis. Mm. And when it causes necrosis, that is called fistula, that is called Nazuri albuli.
Mm.
So simply, it happening during the prolonged labor and obstructed labor.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, let me bring in Manuela. We understand that AMREF is supporting this medical CAM. Now, what makes this fistula repair CAM at Juba Teaching Hospital unique, and who can benefit from it?
All right, thank you so much. I want to add to what Akech has said, and just to say that obstetric fistula is not just a medical problem or condition, but it's a clear indicator of systemic failure in our society, a sign that health systems are failing to protect women and girls, and also we're not able to cover the human rights of the poorest and the most vulnerable women. As we see that it's mainly women and girls, the poorest, the most vulnerable, who are affected. A number of issues come, to play. We see factors of child marriage, teenage pregnancies, factors of illiteracy, poverty, lack of access to healthcare, and so on and so forth.
Mm.
Now, coming to what makes teaching question is the fact that we were looking at the long-term impact and the long-term process of what we have started. We're embedding this medical camp with training of national surgeons and health workers. We very well know that in country at the moment, we do not have the capacity of surgeons who are able to take this. That's why we do not have routine fistula repair processes in country. So we always have to wait for a medical camp where we bring a visiting surgeon from any other country to come and help us repair and restore these women. But the current one we are training are very own national surgeons Moving forward from next year and the coming years, we should be able to have fistula repairs a routine process. Not forgetting the many cases we have in country. Data online will tell you over 6,000 women, and Akech and the team have been mobilizing as many as possible to come for these repairs. It's not just a repair a medical camp that is happening in Juba Teaching Hospital, but we're also cascading the same medical camp to other facilities across the country. As I mentioned, it's really about the poorest and the most vulnerable, the ones that have been isolated, geographically isolated, and that includes other states. For example, last month we were in Yambio supporting, and we have other partners also in other states supporting.
Mm. Now, are there any costs involved, or everything is completely free of charge?
Everything is completely free of charge, from the repairs, comprehensive care of any woman, any girl who has this condition, from their dignity care, from their personal hygiene to the repair, meals with their co-patients and their children, for those who still have small infants with them. Comprehensive care to transporting them from wherever they are to taking back to their home, even follow up with a comprehensive social integration program as well, that I believe Akech will share more with us.
Okay, yes. Akech, can you come in?
Yes, to add on that, yes. Obstetric fistula have become a public problem health concern, and so many factors are increasing. As you said, our prevalence, as done according to research, 60,000 women have a fistula. Within 6,000, 10,000 has, 1,000 have been treated. So as now we see that maternal mortality rate increase because fistula is one among them. So during the prolonged labor and obstructive labor, will mother end up with the bleeding, and when after bleeding, the mother will die due to anemia. Mm. So we have seen that the obstetric fistula, it become a public health concern,
right,
which need to be addressed. Mm. The campaign, ongoing campaign, according to Ministry of Health and the partners, which are now with the AMREF for doing the ongoing surgery. We have been starting earlier in January. Up to now, the surgery is still ongoing in the country. So far in this year, we have registered 375, and we have done 7 CAM. And the surgery now is still ongoing in Juba Teaching Hospital. Mm-hmm. We are starting on day 16, and still now the surgeon is busy. And also we have a CAM which will take place on day 3, in the Torit, and also we have a CAM which will take place in day 27 in WOW, and also we have a CAM which will take place in Ifren on day 18 this October. Mm-hmm. So we have seen that the increasing of the cases, we have done the surgery and some cases are coming. Mm-hmm. So it is an important that to the Ministry of Health and the partners, they come up with a strategic plan. What is the way forward? Mm-hmm. Because if we're talking about the fistula, we don't talk about fistula. We need also to see the maternal and child health coverage or same motherhood so that we can address what is the root cause
of
in
this
order
fistula.
This fistula so that we can reduce.
Mm. Now, talking about these cases or the ongoing medical camp now at Juba Teaching Hospital, how many patients are receiving a treatment currently?
Yes, in what we register, we have been targeting according to the zone. Mm-hmm. We have said Central Equatoria should be tackled first. And then also we go to state to state. Mm. So far we are just a 40 patient, and the 40 patient, 18 patient are now in the ward, and the 17 qualify due after screening. Mm-hmm. And we are booking the client from KJKJ Morobo, Lanya, should be maybe arrive for today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that we are still continue and surgery is going on.
Right.
Yes.
This is good. Now, talking about the other medical camps that may take place very soon, like the one of Torit and also WOW, how long, what should families or women do if they want to bring someone for treatment?
Yes, according to the strategy that we have made this year through Ministry of Health, UNFPA, and the partners AMREF and Korea and Sanama, we have come up how we can tackle this program on term of mobilization, treatment, and reintegration. So it is a strategic plan. So we already recruiting 79 mobilizers across the South Sudan. Each county up mobilizers. And these mobilizers have been given a mandate how to do awareness. They can go to church, they can go to school, they can go to facilities, they can talk with stakeholders, giving awareness, let the client go to the survivor, go to the near facility and let them be screened. Mm-hmm. And this whereby we could be able to get a client would need to be treated. So the issue of mobilization is ongoing. Massive mobilization is going on in the country, not only Juba alone. Yes.
Now talking about beyond medical care, I'm bringing you in, Madong. What kind of support, emotional or social, is given to women who undergo this repair?
Yes, so it's a lot of process. Just even before they start the repairs, we do have counseling for them. We have highly trained nurses and midwives, of which Akechi is part of that as well. Health workers were able to just interact with the women. Of course, as we know, it's a condition of leaking urine and others' feces, and it's in an isolated. Most of them have been isolated for a long time, you know. So we take them through a psychosocial support session before, during the repairs, even after the repairs. We have a comprehensive post-operative care that includes more support on how do we integrate them back to the community. We've seen many women and girls come with a number of them saying for a long time they've been hidden, they've been indoors, they've been in the bushes and all that, a lot of stories around how they've been living their life really isolated from the rest of the community. So how do we now integrate them, give them opportunities in economic space, in how to interact back, how to get back families? As we've seen, many in the process have lost husbands, have lost all their children who have left them because of the condition they have that comes with smelling in the process. So it's a comprehensive care on how they should take care of themselves after the surgery, how should they go back to the communities, and the opportunities also under one of our partners on how we can support them economically to, you know, to be able to get back on their feet as women and girls.
Now let me bring you in, Akej, once again. What can women, how can women prevent this issue of fistula?
Yes, thank you so much. We are summoning several that we need to prevent the fistula. One of the things we need to educate them, because if they are well educated, they must know the importance of hospital delivery. So we have seen that majority of women, they don't have access. Even when we are talking about the fistula here, they don't even understand what is a fistula. Because if we need to indicate them, we could be able to know where supposed to deliver. The second thing also, we need to also to educating about the public awareness on issue of girl child education, also issue of the teenage freak, because most of them, when this girl is getting menstruation, some of them, they say that this is the time that they need to give to their someone and go. And they don't know that in the medical. So when the girl is not mature, the pelvic is not well adequately, end up with what? End up with the complication. And when they end up with the complication, either end up with dying or getting a fistula. That's why we call it survivors, because they are survivors after complication.
Right.
So this is the one. The second thing, the third thing that we need to do is about the facilities. They need to be equipped in terms of their accessibilities, in terms of the training, qualified midwife, qualified nurses. In the facilities, accessibility, one of the problems we need to address. And then also we need to see the economic aspect, because some of them, when you ask them after the when they came to facilities, because I've been talking with them daily basis, they say that the issue is the hospital is very far, there's no road. And so maybe we have right, because if we have given them information accurately, they should have to know that hospital delivery is very important. And then also we should have to deliver by trained, qualified nurse or qualified midwife or doctors who could be able to know this baby, is it qualified to deliver vaginally or qualified to be delivered cesarean operation? Because most of them, they have a concept that operation is the only that people are against. But what we are need to wait.
They're saying it limits the number of children they're going to have in future.
So, but we need to wait, because if we see the baby is not lying well,
right,
or the baby is above 4.5 kg. So why do you want to allow a mother to deliver? Because we'll be have a trauma, we'll be have an injury. So you need to decide. But the challenge is, most of them, they deliver at home. So we need to have public awareness. And it is good that we need to translate this language also to not only limited of fistula alone, we need also to talk about the comprehensive of the same motherhood coverage. So whereby we can tackle in an ANC clinic, whereby they should have to give right information. Should also tackling in the church, should have to be involved. Most all the stakeholders should have to be involved. And we translate this language in the, because like it's like a neglected disease, because some of them, even when you talk about it, they don't understand. So we need to indicate them. We need also to embark on the family planning, because if we engage family planning, we should be able to understand that we should have to reduce this burden of the obstetric fistula, mostly teenagers. The teenagers and adolescents, so most of them during the menstruation, they like also to have contacts and end up pregnancy. As I speak with you in the world, that some were 15 years, some were 16 years. And when you see those clients, those survivors, they end up with hysterectomy because we need to save life, because they came, it was ruptured, because what happened to her, because she don't know where to go to.
Okay.
So we need to tackle all those things.
Right. Now let me bring in Madong.
Yeah.
Yes, Madong, come in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Just to add to the medical points that Akech has raised, it's important for us to note that fistula is actually a disease of poverty. So we need to address the social and economic root causes that, you know, for us to prevent obstetric fistula. First is really trying to delay first pregnancy. How do we do that? We promote education of girls, delaying the age of which girls get married. That means we should prevent child marriage, early marriage, forced marriage, for whichever reason, which will help us prevent pregnancy. And work a lot around allowing girls have power to prevent, you know, pregnancy, first pregnancy, teenage pregnancy. Second will be empowering women, addressing the existing gender inequalities. Giving women a say in their own healthcare decisions is very important. That way we're able to overcome the existing cultural barriers that may prevent them from seeking medical help, and also prevent them from making decisions like Akech has mentioned, over maybe a matter of C-section, attending ANC. We need to empower them so that they're able to go to the facilities. The third point I would want to bring is that we need to do a lot of education, awareness raising, as I've been put across, but mainly emphasis on ANC, antenatal care, and delivering in a health facility. Women and everyone noting, including men, that ANC is important, delivering in a facility is important, is not a sign of weakness to a woman, as most cultures would have it that way. Overall, male engagement, boy, girl, men, boy and men engagement is very important. We need men to come on table in regards to women reproductive matters. It's not a subject for mothers, you know, mother-in-laws and mothers and women alone, no. But even men need to come on board to support during the ANC process, during the delivery process, even after delivery, they have to be on board. They have to be part of the entire process. It's very important. But overall, is our government to think about it. What systems do we have in place that allows us to ensure there is care at all point? We have to ensure care is across the states, across the country, not only in the urban areas, but even in the rural areas. We can have skilled health workers even deep down in the villages of Torit and so on. And overall, the finances to be able to support the supplies that are needed, the equipment that are needed to support certain operations or certain medical interventions to take place. You do find that in some states, they don't have the supplies, they don't have the medicines, let's say, to do C-sections or let alone to do fistula repair. So you find that women suffer for many years. Akech will tell you, in the list we have women who are 63 years, and they'll tell you, I've lived with this condition for over 40 years. Imagine one person being in isolation for that long. So it's really a collective responsibility. Government has to take their responsibility seriously to ensure they improve the health systems. Communities have to come on board to support with awareness and supporting women and girls when they are pregnant. Government partners, Madong, to really,
yes,
also, Madong, prioritize
let
this.
Me cut you, yes. Just be online. Let us go for news headlines and we will be back shortly.
All right.
Be online.
101 FM.
Breakfast Show News Headlines.
Let me bring in Madong again. Madong, you can continue from where you have stopped where you are talking about the responsibility the government needs to take to render services to people who are suffering from fistula.
Yes, thank you so much. The emphasis is really on government to improve the current systems that we have, to ensure we have supplies, as I stated, and women are able to go to a facility and they find a skilled person, they find all the necessary medicines they need, to encourage them, you know, to come when they have the next a pregnancy. It's a way of really encourage them. But overall, I think also the ministry, we need to look into the issue of nutrition and general health care, as we see that malnutrition and other health issues also affects, you know, childhood and adolescent period, which in a way affects the girl's growth, that will lead to not fully developed pelvis, that in a way will expose them to obstetric fistula. Overall, it's really everyone's role to come on board, women, community, to ensure that we are there for our women and girls when it comes to when they are pregnant.
Mm. Now let me bring you Akech. Akech, we have seen that, as Modong mentioned earlier, that when women now get this condition and they suffer from their isolated, some men reach a point of even sending these girls back to their families. You go, stay there till you treat, you can come, because of the condition she goes through. You find also the community or other family members, they don't associate with this person. You find now the person suffer from stigma. Now, what message do you have for communities, husbands and even families, about supporting women living with fistula?
Yeah, thank you so much. The fistula, it is one of the issues whereby women have been isolated, women have been abandoned, and we know that fistula is a preventable and is a treatable. Mm-hmm. Because we have seen that I've been working in fistula more than 6 years, and a lot of the discussion with survivors after the surgery, some of them have been abandoned after the surgery, after fistula devolve. So we know that fistula is not something that born with the woman, it's something happening abruptly. So it is a condition that can be treated, and you make sure that when your wife have gotten this condition, you need to stand firm and look for the sake. And that's why the Ministry of Health and Partners are giving a treatment free. We hash the male, the couple, to stand with their wife where they have a situation like church kind of this trauma, because you know it is a bad trauma, women to have a leakage and have a feces. It's something better can lead, even some of them sometimes will be causing a suicide. So we need to have psychological support, emotional support, and we encourage them in order to look for, to seek for the treatment.
And by the way, these patients who are now at Juba Tishik Hospital, are their husbands present? Do they offer these women support, or
yes,
they come alone?
Yes, they come with their husband.
Okay.
They came with husband.
This is a
and
good
also
point.
We have also have a counseling, pre counseling to be done before a surgery
for both of them.
Both of them to explain what kind of the refer need to be done, because some of them, if you don't explain, because we need to have them to have a consent, because you cannot do an operation when the partners and the family are not there, because there are a lot of complications happening, especially anesthesia and whatever. So we need also to plan out if anything, because any operation you need to do, you need to have a consent. And the consent should be both from the partner side and the survivor who is getting.
Okay. Now, let me bring in Modong. How can listeners help spread the word so that more women can be reach to different hospitals to access these services, including Juba Tishing Hospital, and now you have plans to go to WOW and to read. How can they reach to access these services?
Just to mention that at the moment, in every county, there is a fistula mobilizer. So it's important that we can try to share the contacts of the different fistula mobilizers. But right now, we also have, they can always use 885, which is the helpline that they can get support. But importantly, in your areas, you should be able to go to your nearest facility. Once you find that any person, your neighbor, family member, and so on, is leaking urine uncontrollably, you go to a nearby health facility. All the health facilities within the government, within South Sudan, are fully aware of this condition, and they can be, you will be registered. Once you're registered, you are screened, and Akech, who is the overall national coordinator, gets to that information in his register book or dashboard. Then we plan for the fistula. We plan how to get the person to come to the different facilities that we have, the fistula medical camp. Overall, it's important that, yeah?
Yes, you can go ahead, because I wanted you to combine with your last message as we wrap up this interview.
Sure. Overall, we are saying the ministry, the partners, UNFPA, with the support from Norway, are fully committed to ensuring we have no woman, no girl with fistula. And that's why we are very intentional on how the campaigns are, reaching the very last woman and girl behind, ensuring every county, every Boma, there is a fistula mobilizer that you can reach to. Every health facility is fully aware, and you can get screened, and we get your details. Feel free to reach to all these avenues to get support. Let's ensure that we always there for our women and girls, and whenever we identify a person, we are quick to report so that we do not miss on this opportunity. Overall, as I mentioned earlier on, these medical camps are ongoing with a deliberate move to train our national surgeons. We are hoping starting next year, in the coming periods, we'll have a national surgeon who is able to do this fistula, hence reducing on the number of cases the women who are having this condition. Overall, I appreciate the team, and let's stay committed to ensuring no woman suffers from this condition.
Thank you so much, Modong. And Akech, what is your last message to our listeners?
Yes, thank you. My last message is fistula is treatable and preventable, and we encourage all the listeners to send the client to near facilities. The government is committed and partners to provide the free treatment. So we have seen that the people who are fearing, Al-Nasal Figagad Barainak Mata Kap, Loindu Ayan, Alindu Mishila Fibu, Lindu Mishila Fikara, Shilo Ayan Defi Markaz Al-Grif, Pesejelu, Anina Indu Tisa Osabayan, Al-Nasal Gadin Fi Maafaskol Fi Jinub Sudan, Shilo Ayan Defi Markaz Al-Grif, Sejelu, Dan Breselu Fi Nanina. Al campaign and Hanade, we are moving from state to state based on number. So it is me to give a highlight to partners. This is a number, we are going to this state. This is a number, we are going to this state. So all in all, we need to reduce the maternal and mortality rate. Make sure that we should be able to fight by the end of 2030, we should be able to reduce maternal mortality rate. In which way, whereby we should be able to tackle maternal and child health package. Thank you.
Yeah. Once again, thank you so much, Mr. Akech, the Fistula Coordinator at Juba Teaching Hospital. And thank you also, Modong Manuela, the Project Manager at AMRE, for joining us this morning to talk about the fistula condition.
Thank you.
Yes. And le mustamain bitana dekan Akech Deng, wa huwa munasiq bita الفستولة في مستشفى بتاع جوبا التعليم وكمان اتكلمنا لمدون إيمانويلا هي مديرة بتاع برامج في منظمة بتاع أمر ساو سودان وهم كان قاعدين يتكلموا عن مشكلة بتاع الناسور البولي وإيتا لو مرة إيتا عندك كونديشن ده أو إيتا عندك مشكلة بتاع الناسور البولي أنا هنا بنقول لك إنه إيتا أمشي لأقرب مستشفى في جنبك أو إيتا ممكن تجي لمستشفى جوبا في جوبا أو أي مستشفى تحكومة في ولاية أو محالة اللي تفوقه عشان تقدر تلقى علاج وإلاج ده فري ما بتدفع أي جروش وإنت لو في محل ما عندك مستشفى جنبك إنت ممكن تتصل في هوت لاين عشان تلقى مساعدة بتاع فستولة في الرقم 885 إنت تتصل وبتلقى مساعدة اللي تديره for all our listeners let's spread the word so that no woman is left behind.